Good morning and welcome to episode 54 of Martin Uncut. Today is our 18th of March 2021, and today's episode is Stoic Philosophy and Time Management. So, in episode 45, I talked a bit about Stoicism, and that episode was pretty popular. And since this philosophy is an interest of mine, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that. I read quite a lot, and I read a lot of different things. It can be from sci-fi to self-help books and philosophy. And a while back, I think it's around a year, 1.5 years ago, something like that, maybe even more, I found Marcus Aurelius' book, Meditations. And first I read the Swedish translation, and that I can definitely not recommend. It was super, super hard to read. And it was translated into a very, very old Swedish type of language. So I didn't really enjoy reading that. But after that, I bought the Modern Libraries versions with a translation of Gregory Hayes. And that is in English. And of course, that book was translated directly from Greek into English and not from Greek to English to Swedish. So of course, the quality of that translation is going to be a lot better. And that took this from being a really hard read to being a beautiful read. So I can definitely recommend that book for you. And every day I read Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman's book, The Daily Stoic. And it's a book that has a page for each day with a short Stoic phrase or quote. And with this, there is a short analysis or a thought or a note. And this serves as a really great reminder, and it helps me to be keep in touch with the Stoic philosophy, really, on a day-to-day basis. So my morning routine is built up by first walking the dog, and then when I come home, I make coffee, and then I read my page in the book. And a few days ago, book 2, section 4, came up in the Daily Stoic, and this is one of my absolute favorites. And it goes a little bit like this. Even if you're going to live 3,000 more years, or 10 times that, remember, you cannot lose another life than the one you're living, or live another one than the one that you're losing. The longest amounts to the same as the shortest. The present is the same for everyone. Its loss is the same for everyone. And it should be clear that a brief instant is all that is lost. For you can't lose either the past or the future. How can you lose what you don't have? So this is Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 2:14. And this resonates really well with me. And as you may know, I am a long-time avid GTD-er. And of course, I'm building my career around GTD as well at the moment. So of course, GTD is important for me. And that methodology is really focused on attention and what is the best thing to do right now. And all the rest that's around you, try to move out from your focus and your attention. And this gives you a lot of room to make focus. And if you think about this quote from Marcus Aurelius, the past is in the past, and there is actually nothing you can do about it. There is nothing you can change. What has happened has happened. And I know this is super easy to say, but what we can change is our feelings and thoughts about what happened. And we can also work on the consequences or the result of that event, because, I mean, some people live in regret, and that is what I think this is really pointing to, that it you can't live in regret, because that will not help you. You can't change anything. And you can only change with the thoughts and feelings you have around it. But at the same time, we cannot control the future. And some people think that they can control the future, and they cannot. And you cannot manage the future or the time. You can make plans, and you can set up goals and things. But all of this can change. And since we cannot control the future, we shouldn't take too much value into it. I mean, the only thing we can do is to impact it, but we cannot control it. And very similar to the past, we cannot change it. We can only change the thoughts and feelings we have around the future. And so if we are really, really worried about the future, I mean, we can work with those feelings, and then we can work around impacting that or do something against that that we're worried about, but we cannot control it. Feelings are for us very, very real. They feel really, really real, but they are not. They are only feelings. It's something that we have on the inside. And many times it's something that we inflict on ourselves. So what we can do is we can work on changing these feelings. It is not easy. It can be super, super hard. I'm very well aware of that. But that is how it is. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please recommend it to a friend or a colleague. Or why not go into iTunes and give us a review? That will help more people to find it. And that would make me so happy. Until tomorrow, have a good day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.